Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was a little play-by-play from the impressive, well, at least from my perspective, impressive. I know I'm getting some pushback. Hey, it was only the Panthers. Whatever. I don't think this Patriots team is all that good where they can, like, look down their nose at
Hold
wins.
Hold on. So, wait, it's too early. It's too optimistic a day. Red Sox are in the playoffs, even with Giolito on the shelf temporarily, if not for the remainder of the postseason. The Patriots are 2-2, 29-point win. We can't be already arguing with prospective text lines, callers. Just let it be.
I struggle in that area. I struggle just
letting
it be.
I've noticed.
I tend to respond, which gets me in trouble on occasion.
Try to let it be.
Got a big smile from Dan Ball back there as he sits between the two chairs. Apparently Stiz stepped out for a minute. It's a little bit... shaking right now, like it's a little off-putting for me to stare at that big smiling face moving from mic to mic.
Why?
Because you don't know how to use all the buttons, as you just
showed. I did pick the wrong microphone just then. That's true.
So yesterday's performance was, I saw this was posted by Ben Volen, one of the most efficient games in NFL history when you consider the points per play. Patriots scored 42 points on 48 plays, I believe is the number. Now, obviously, it helps when you have a punt return for a touchdown, but I'm sure some of those other top games had that as well. But I think some of the efficiency was really about one guy, and it's not Drake May.
Who that?
And it's not Will Campbell. It's not Stephon Diggs. Not Ben Brown stepping in. I think it was about our guy, Josh McDaniels. I really think yesterday was one of his better performances. Well, certainly of this season, but one of his better performances pulling it all together. If you were one of those when he returned that said, don't consider what he did with Tom Brady in New England or what he did with anybody elsewhere. Consider what he did with Mac Jones in 2021. That's the measuring stick. What can he do with a young quarterback?
Or that he squeezed blood from a stone with Cam Newton.
But not even that, because I thought that offense sucked, quite honestly. He got the most out of it, but it still sucked. Whereas the Mac Jones offense was good enough to have people in the middle of that season, December, November, talking Super Bowl, number one seed. Oh, my God, they're
Here
so
it comes.
Good. No. And that's what I want him to do again. I think it'll be a mirage. I think it'll be false confidence. But I think that's what you can build toward. With Josh McDaniels running the offense, with Josh McDaniels building his rapport with Drake May, and then this forthcoming schedule of winnable football games, do I think if they're, whatever the number you had, 6-2, after this stretch, do I think they're really a 6-2 team, like Parcells would say? No, I don't.
Well, you just told me you are what your record says you are.
I know. I was just screwing around. If they're 6-2, do I think they're going to be that good?
No.
But they could be. They could have those
because
results.
Because of the caliber of opponents that they'll have played.
And if you have good coaching that pulls it together, cleans it up, they don't have turnovers, and Josh McDaniels dialing up or getting in his bag, which seemed to annoy Adam Jones, that people were saying that Josh McDaniels was in his bag.
He doesn't. Well, he's not a Josh McDaniels guy.
Why isn't he?
I don't know. Ask him next time you would do one of those crossovers.
So I will actually. What he has against Josh McDaniels?
He was not need. They all, everybody wanted. Oh, I want this guy. I want Cliff Kingsbury. I want this.
Ben Johnson, so he can stare down female sideline reporters and make them feel uncomfortable. Nice job, Ben, you bully.
That wasn't great.
No, that wasn't a good look.
Just for, I think, just trying to be a bit playful with her interview, right?
I don't know if she was playful, question again? Uncomfortable. So what are you going to change, or what do you have to change? Something like that.
Nothing.
But it came on the heels of him saying, we just have to push the reset button, which the reset button is change, right? Like that, whether it's going back to the original or whether it's going to something new, you're hitting reset in the second half. And then he stared her down.
I saw, Didn't care for that. It was discomforting.
Did not care for that at all.
I kind of just like, I understand you want to change the culture in Chicago, but you don't do it by staring down and trying to intimidate sideline interviews.
I've been a little unimpressed with him as a head coach. Speaking of guys that didn't have great runs as head coaches, but are good offensive coordinators. Back to Josh McDaniels. The poll today at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. I used our lineup of interviewees as the barometer here. Which regular WEEI Afternoons guest had the best day on Sunday's blowout of the Panthers? And the options were Marcus Jones, mm-hmm. Drake May, Josh mm-hmm. McDaniels. You want to guess?
I'm going to say that it went Drake May, 47%, Marcus Jones, 32%, Josh McDaniels, 21%.
No, Marcus Jones, 54%.
Wow.
Drake May, 30%. And then Josh McDaniels, 16%. Josh McDaniels, I would say, has a complicated relationship with the fan base here, complicated relationship with fans in a lot of places. But I thought yesterday was an example of Josh McDaniels at his best, scheming things up. Being creative in his pass game, being creative in his run game, getting the most out of his talent. I still don't think this is an overly talented offense. And I think if you get those types of performances from Josh McDaniels, scheming things up on a weekly basis. Now, I do need to accept the first drive, which is supposed to be scripted. You come out the gates, that whole thing wasn't a good productive drive. That led to a punt. But other than that, I thought Josh was awesome.
Yeah, Pats have not been dynamite on the opening drive. I think they scored against the Raiders, and no, they didn't. They've been terrible on the opening drive all season long.
Oh yeah, both sides of the ball, they kind of stink to start games.
And then in the first quarter, they've allowed people to score points on every opening drive. That's so strange. But then once you flush that from your system, they quote unquote get in their bag. I thought Josh was, as a DJ put it this way: everything he touched, everything he slid, everything he put on, everything he spun yesterday, it was hitting on all the right notes. But that's a good. What ends up happening is that against an inferior opponent like the Panthers, that's where you can test things out and start to develop momentum and rhythm, which is exactly what this team needs, given how wildly inconsistent they had been the first 3 weeks.
Do you know they scored more than 21 points in the first half for the first time in 1,366 days? January 2nd, 2022. Wow. It was the end of Josh McDaniels.
Did you say January 2nd, 2022?
Yeah.
That was the game, the whoop-ass. That was the Christian Wilkerson game against the Jaguars.
That was also the end of Josh McDaniels.
And it was the end of Josh McDaniels.
Last tenure with the Patriots. So it's funny. Feels like there's a lot of numbers and a lot of examples that tell you Josh McDaniels, pretty good offensive coordinator. Josh McDaniels, pretty good working with young quarterbacks, pretty good working with various quarterbacks. But all people want to throw at him is Tom Brady. What's he ever done without Tom Brady? Well, if you did a little research, I think you'd know he kind of has done a lot without Tom Brady. And this is something that our guy Brian Hoyer has brought up a lot. Like, he gets sort of...
Big fan. He worked with him in multiple locations.
Yes. And I get that probably creates a little bias as well.
Sure.
That Josh brought him to different places and he's been with him at different places. But I also think there's truth to it. For anybody who wants to take the time and not be lazy and just take the low-hanging Josh McDaniels, Tom Brady fruit... That tree has a lot of other different fruits that he's worked with. And I think yesterday you got an example of what Josh McDaniels, young quarterback Drake May, where this relationship can go. And I'm going to say it again. What has been better through 4 weeks? Drake May in the offense or the defense?
Well, at this point now, it's getting closer.
I think it's the offense. I don't even think it's close.
I'd say the offense. I would probably give it to the offense, but I think the defense showed up yesterday. You haven't seen the defense at full strength.
Well, it was just against Carolina.
We'll say the same thing about the offense. Well, it was just against Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina's offense kind of stinks, and they were banged up.
And their defense, save for like a good and a half cornerback kind of stinks.
Pass defense had been good.
One rusher, one cornerback.
Yeah, there's definitely more talent on that side of the ball, and the biggest argument is whatever you think of Bryce Young. If you think Bryce Young isn't very good.
Might be a nice person. I just don't think he is the future under center.
No, so they're back in that dryer, tumbler, whatever you want to call it, in all likelihood of looking for a franchise quarterback.
Well, they're not going to find one in next year's draft because there's not a lot of good ones coming down the
pipe. You never know. Drew Aller, you don't like him?
He's,
I thought you were a Nussmeier guy. You already dumped on Nussmeier?
He's fine. I didn't say he's the future.
There's going to be first-round picks in the draft, 100%. There's going to be guys in the top 10.
How about your guy Sellers?
I like him a lot. I think he's a little raw, and I'm not really sure.
Banged up right now, too.
He's definitely banged up, but I'm not sure I would want to draft him. I'm not sure I would want to invest my future as a general manager, as an owner, as a coach in him, but I also think he has the potential to be electric. I did want to poke holes, I guess, in one of the statistics that's been attributed to Drake May, the one that has him in comparison to Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. And it was something like 135-plus passer rating, 75% completions, plus a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown in a game or something like that. And it was just Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Drake May. Totally devalued for me. If the stat basically started like 6 years ago, 5 years ago, it's more a indication of where the game is and what quarterbacks are asked to do than it is an indication of how good he is. And I'm a Drake May guy. We know that. I started the show saying he's a Patriots Hall of Famer already.
Are you back? Are you back to saying just curious? Hi, first time, long time.
Fitzy in Foxborough.
Are you back to Drake May as a diamond?
Yeah, I think he's a diamond.
Oh, now he is, even though diamonds can be smashed.
Yeah, we've moved past that. We learned that lesson. We've moved past that. Diamonds can also get dirty.
Collectively as a show and a people?
Yes,
we've
moved past that. Diamonds can also get dirty. But this diamond
is... And be given to people for making cataclysmic mistakes.
Josh McDaniels put one of those little things on, and he's got it in one eye, and he's holding him in some of that soft, felt paper. And he's rubbing it up, and he has buffed up this diamond, and it's blinding. This diamond of late, Dan Ball.
So I wanted to ask you about this because I saw you fighting with people on Twitter about Drake May, which is how I knew you were having a beer.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
I fight when sober, too.
Oh, really?
Back to your point.
Oh, learn something new every day.
treat for everyone.
Where were you in terms of certainty that Drake May was a diamond going into the season? Where were you after week one? And then what's that kind of progression been like since?
So let's do confidence level, okay?
Yes.
I'll use the Steph Diggs 1 to 10 confidence level, comfort level.
Yeah, okay. And then put it out of Johnson's.
So... Okay, and in Johnson's.
Yeah.
So coming into the season,
anyone else's head hurt?
I was probably like a 7.5 Johnson's confidence level.
Okay.
After week one, it dropped. I was probably down to like 6 Johnson's. I don't know if alarmed would be the word based on that performance, but I thought that looked really bad.
What did you think that he was trending towards being? Like, versus, you know, a bust.
Well, just that one game. So it's a tough trend because it's only one game.
Bust is a little strong, though, no? I mean, from one to franchise quarterback, I mean, I feel like that a 6 is at least serviceable, no?
Yeah, I felt like, you know what I felt like he was trending toward?
What?
Like a Sam Darnold or somebody that he has talent.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the guy.
Made hundreds of millions.
Go somewhere else, and you're like, oh, he does have talent. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Might not still be the guy, but is a starting quarterback, if not a franchise quarterback.
A Daniel Jones, perhaps?
The good Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Now I'm more in line with, is it $500 million it costs you when you sign him in a couple of years? Is it $600 million? What's the average annual value?
$600 million. Just stop and think for a second. Drake May,
yeah,
$600 million.
It doesn't matter who the name is. Do you believe he's a franchise quarterback? The name's irrelevant. If you're signing the guy to be your franchise quarterback.
I need to watch him. I don't have enough data yet.
Yeah, I don't need more data or data.
Nope.
Either one.
Nope. Then what happened? We've all been on this ride.
No, don't talk to me in a month.
We've all been on this ride. No, he's going to play a couple other tough teams, and he's going to spit the bit once or twice. Then it's going to be, this guy stinks. I knew he didn't have the stones for the big moments. I was never a Drake May guy. And then we'll pull the tape and
he'll be like,
that wasn't
me.
That was AI.
I'll never say I was never a Drake May guy. Absolutely not. I was a Drake May guy before the draft, during the draft process.
You know, once you get on the roller coaster, you can't ask it to stop mid-loop and go, I'd like to get off now, please.
No, I'm not. I don't.
You got to stay on the ride the whole way through.
This is like the scariest roller coaster in the world because it's just a consistent incline. It's just going upward. The trajectory, and you're like, that's a cloud.
It's an interesting salute.
An airplane, and it is just rising. Now, I don't know exactly when it's going to hopefully never crash back down to reality to Earth. No, I was shook, as the kids say, I think, or kids used to say. They probably don't say
it's
it
been
anymore.
A while.
After week one. And I think Ted Johnson was in a similar boat. We talked about that he was a Drake May defender and advocate, and I thought Drake May did not look good, and it was alarmingly bad, maybe a little bit of an overreaction there. But if you remember, we were talking about he's not comfortable, he's afraid to make mistakes, he's not trying to make
he
plays.
He was thinking too much.
Well, he stopped thinking, because ever since, and there's been some technical aspects of it, obviously, motion, shotgun, play action, some of the different things that Josh has dialed up, and that's where I'll get back to Josh. And the good news is, where's Josh going?
Nowhere?
Nowhere. Anytime soon. That may not be practice. Good for him, but he's going nowhere anytime soon. So you don't have to worry. If they get really comfortable and it works, he's not leaving you, and then Mac Jones 2.0, and oh my God, who's coming in? How do you fix it? New relationship, blah. The 5 years we're at with Drake May, consecutive seasons with a new coordinator?
Four.
I thought it was five. It's four. But 4 or 5 years, it's done. That will not be extended. That streak has ended, and that streak will stay.
Do you think Drake will take it the wrong way when you ask him, hey, are you not thinking out there?
I might add, I'm going to add that to my list of questions
there we go.
Here. I'm going to say, mean this in a good way. Are you thinking less out there? So really make sure he knows.
Yeah, no.
It's not like a douchey question.
Yeah,
it's like
actually it's a relevant question to the whole process. Is he not thinking now? Has it all been sort of like absorbed and he is able to just act without thinking?
Not thinking out there? Perfect.
We're show prepping when we should have already been reviewing the interview.
Good thing the interview didn't happen an hour ago and it was supposed to, or I could have never asked that question. We are awaiting Drake May any moment now. Any moment now, Drake. Maybe, you know what he's probably doing? Making sure he gets in a good cell area or getting a landline.
So where's he driving? To a Verizon store?
Yeah, maybe, because that's the only excuse for this extended. Or, no, they're still breaking down the game. Like, how bad could it? You only threw 17 passes. You had a touchdown run. You only had 3 incompletions.
I mean, I know he was upset about taking the sack, but how upset can you be that you have to review it for an extra hour?
There wasn't that much bad. I mean, I go back to his David Andrews story. It's never as good as you think. It's maybe it was worse than he thought. We all thought it was good, and now he's breaking it down. It's like, that was bad. Got lucky there. Boy, you flew by the seat of your pants there. Maybe Josh McDaniels is going Bill Belichick old school. When you think that they're feeling too good, that's when you really undercut them, that little reverse psychology.
Yeah.
That was a terrible performance. You're lucky you got those punt returns. You would have got your ass whooped by Bryce Young and the Panthers.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
But that's not Vrabel.
One great mind and you, Bill.
That's not Vrabel, if you will. I mean, that's now all positive. My God.
You heard that? Pickup on that.
Can we play Mix 104 for a while now? We're just filling for Drake.
Stiz, like, did you guys have dinner? You and Bill? He was in town.
Oh yeah.
He was down my way at Tabor Academy. I saw on Friday night. Saturday, I think he was at Belmont Hill. Maybe
he offered to take me out to go with him and Jordan, but I said, Bill, I need you to focus on the game plan for your next opponent. We had a rough week this week.
We. Yeah.
You know, by the way, Clemson, it opened at 12. It opened at 12.5, and now it's up to 13.5.
Oh, that's going in the
wrong
direction.
So our boss, Ken, asked us, what is the safest bet? Was it Red Sox,
Patriots, UNC,
and Patriots?
I would say gold.
I would say Red Sox.
Gold is probably the best investment.
I think Clemson's not,
they're not great this
year. That's a big spread.
You know who else is not good?
Both of these coaches are on the could-be-fired lists. The odds to be fired, they're in that conversation. And that's surprising for some with Dabo Swinney, and probably surprising for some with Bill Belichick as he settles in. And I give him credit. I thought he was just at Tabor in Marion on his way to Nantucket.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's at Belmont Hill on Saturday, okay, maybe you're legitimately scouting. Now, does somebody need to tell him that I love Massachusetts? I love high school football in Massachusetts. I'm not sure all the greatest athletes in the world are playing high school football in Massachusetts.
You know where he might have slightly better success?
Florida, Texas,
North Carolina.
Forget about that. Does he know that, like, if you go down NFL rosters, there's a lot of California, Texas, Florida's there? the Massachusetts aren't quite as, and I love Massachusetts. I think it's a very high level of high school football.
Hey, watch out. My next door neighbor, Everett, they were on the map there for a little while.
Yeah, everybody was for a little while. Mm. My Dartmouth Indians were for a little while. They had a couple NFL players on the roster, but they're few and far between. If you go to certain high schools down south, they have an NFL player every year, every single year. So, Bill, not going to tell you how to do your job. But
Texas is a legitimate. He's probably going to familiar ponds to fish. That's what it is. He's eating at familiar restaurants.
Tabor's only been good for 2 years.
Doesn't matter. This is his comfort zone. This is where he lived for a third of his life. Meanwhile, he could literally get in his car, point it at Texas, and over the course of a 3-hour drive, probably find 10 NFL prospects over the series of a couple
just
of different Friday night
lights. Just
pick a
kid randomly out of a hat.
It's a very good
a
chance.
Circle a name on a
They're
roster.
Super good.
How annoying do you think Jordan Hudson is on a 5-hour
very,
car
Very. I don't
ride?
Need the rest of it. Very. Just stop the sentence. Very.
Remember the scene in Dumb and Dumber? You guys want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
No. Just picture this. They're in the car together. She's blasting Taylor Swift. And Bill has his hands on his wheel. And every she's
on
like,
the,
you love
on
this song,
wheel?
Right? You love this song. He's like, yeah, I love this song. Yeah.
No. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we love this song.
Yeah, we.
It's bad.
What do they talk? I really do want to know what they talk about. I'll never know.
I don't want to know what they talk about.
Yeah,
because I think it would
secretly
make me uncomfortable.
You do. Secretly you do. No,
hey, can I have some money?
Yeah, that just happens automatically. 617-779-7937. As we said, we are awaiting the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May. He was scheduled to join us at 3:15. Now we're going to shoot for a little after 4:20 because up next he will hopefully join us. But first, Dan Ball will have what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.